nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are to be salt. That means a preserver. When the rapture takes place and the church is out of here, there'll be nothing that will hold back such rebellion and anarchy this world has never seen, because we are the preserver. The church is keeping things, even in its worst state, we're keeping things in order. We're keeping somewhat of peace in the earth. But when we're gone, when the church is gone, there'll be no restraints to hold anybody back. It will be horrible. We do not want to miss God, because it will be unlike anything before, and it will not be like that ever again. So salt preserves. Light dispels darkness. So we're to preserve. We're a preserving agent, and we're a light so that people in the darkness can see the light of Jesus in us and be drawn to him. Lastly, is a need for a fresh impartation of the Holy Spirit in our lives today. The Holy Spirit gets rid of dullness and keeps us on fire and keeps us bold, gives us courage, helps us to stand. Acts 1:8. This is Jesus right before he was ascended back to heaven after he was crucified and rose. He was here for 50 days, 40 days, and then went back to heaven. And so he tells them, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. So we're to have power to witness for him. The Holy Ghost gives us power to live for Jesus. Strong power to live for him. And we need that in this hour. There's so much pressure that comes against society. I was talking with the children in kids' church. Not this past Sunday, the Sunday before, we had two of the older girls with us, and we were talking in the lesson. It talked about pressure, not listening to losers. And we said, who's the biggest loser? The devil. Yes, he's the biggest loser. And the pressure of that's on kids today. They have to have name brand clothes and all this. I said, you don't have to have that. You don't have to try to fit in. You don't have to change who you are to fit in with anybody. You be nice to everybody, and everybody will like you. Don't change one thing to fit in with anybody. That's my platform with Kids Church. I said, I know you're in pressure. And they were saying, yes, you wouldn't believe it. I can't imagine what these kids go through every single day. We did not have that in the dark ages. Back in them dark days when there was no crime. The only thing kids did once in a while was have alcohol. And that was rare. It was like heaven on earth back then compared to now. What the kids, young people have to put up with. So is there anybody that wants a fresh impartation of the Holy Spirit? Anybody here? Any takers? Fresh impartation. All those that are sitting out here in these chairs, they want a fresh impartation. All those people.